Today's shiur is the Menachas Daf Samach Vav. We will begin on Daf Samach Hamid Beis, 10 lines from the bottom of the Amid, with the second word on the line, Tana Rabbanan. In yesterday's shiur, we saw the debate between the Baisusim and Chazal as to when the mitzvah of Tzirus HaOmer takes place. According to the Mesorah from Moshe Rabbeinu, Klal Yisrael understands that the Pasuk Memachras HaShabbos means not Shabbos Bereshis, but it means the day after the first day of Yontiv, which is the 16th of Nisan. That's when Tzirus HaOmer took place, that's when the Mitzvah of Tzirus HaOmer takes place. As opposed to the false day of the Baisusim, that Memachras HaShabbos refers to Shabbos Bereshis, and that it Tzirus HaOmer and Tzirus HaOmer always begin on a Sunday, the first Sunday following the first day of Pesach. And in yesterday's sugya, we had five proofs, five rayos against the shita of the Baisusim, and we established the validity of the Torah Shebal Peh, the Mesorah, that it is on the 16th of Nisan and not on Sunday. In today's shiur, we're going to revisit the shaila. We're going to have again five proofs. Two of the proofs we had in yesterday's shiur, but there are three new proofs. So we have a total out of the two brises that we learned yesterday and what we're going to learn today. We're going to have 10 proofs, 8 new ones, 2 old ones. And of the 8 at the Maskana of the Gemara on Samach Vav, Amid Aleph, we're going to find that just 4 of the 8 proofs stand up to all rigorous questioning. The others, there are questions, and we remain with 4 solid proofs against the Baisusim, which have no questions on them. Begins the Gemara with this new second brisa, Tana Rabbanan. First, we explain the beginning of the parsha of Tzirus HaOmer, Usvartem Lochem, Shetehei Tzvir Lechol Echad V'Yechad. In yesterday's shiur, approximately 10 lines from the top of the Amid, we darshan the pasuk Tispor Loch, and we said it means Tzvira Tluya Bebezdin. And we mentioned the second last Tosfos in yesterday's shiur, the second last Tosfos on the Amid, Usvartem Lochem Shetehei Tzvir Lechol Echad V'Yechad, that by Yovel we also find, Usvarta Lecha, that it's going on Bezdin. Whenever we find the word Lecha concerning Sphere, it's referring to Bezdin, and Tosfos said a remarkable thing, V'shema Bezdin Seifrim U'mevorchim K'moish Anu Mevorchim Asfir Seimer, that Bezdin, every Rosh Hashanah of the Yovel cycle, would say that Hayoim, they would make a bracha even, and they would say that this is the beginning of the first year of the Yovel, the second year, the next Rosh Hashanah would be the second year, and so on, and so forth. So the word Lecha refers to Bezdin. However, by Sfirid, it does not only say Tisper Lecha, but it says Usvartem Lochem. So besides the fact that Tzvirus HaOmer is totally on when Bezdin said Rosh Chodesh was, which determines when Pesach begins, which determines when the 16th of Nisan begins. So in that sense, it's Mesura to Bezdin, the Sfira. But as far as the mitzvah of Sfira Sarim is concerned, Usvartem Lechem, Shetehei Sfira L'chol Echad V'Yechad, that each individual member of Klal Yisrael has a mitzvah to count the Sfira Sa'imer. And this leads to a machlokas that the Mishnah Brura brings down in Siman Tov Pei Tes Sifkat and Hay between the Levush and the Pri Chodesh. By the mitzvah of Tzirus HaOmer, do we say the rule that we have throughout Shas of Shemeya Ka'ina or not? Can my friend be moitzi me with the actual Sfira, with the counting? The Levush says that from this Gemara that we just learned, that you have to have a Sfira L'chol Echad V'Yechad, this is teaching us that one person cannot be moitzi the other. We don't say shemeya koina. Each person has to count on their own. However, the Pri Chodesh says no, that one person is able to be moitzi the other with the actual counting. The Gemara here says sviru l'chalecha v'yecha. What the Gemara just means is that this is an obligation, not, as Tosfos told us, not on Bezdin, but rather it's a chiyuv on each member of Klal Yisrael. But how am I yoytze that chiyuv? I'm yoytze that chiyuv. My friend could be moitzi me as well because of the rule of shemeya koina. The maskan of the bir halacha is that since this is a suffik, a machloikis, therefore if somebody was mechaven to be yoytze the svira from what his friend is counting, the din would be that he should repeat it on his own without a bracha. He has to repeat it because maybe he wasn't yoytze according to the sheet of the levush. However, he should not make another bracha because the Pri Chodesh says that you were yoytze and therefore would be a bracha v'atola, so he counts again without a bracha. However, the Mishnah Brewer points out that even according to the levush, who says that we don't say shemei koina by svir soimer, he's also moited that your friend can be moitzi you with the bracha of svir soimer like all other brachas. But avada, even legabed bracha, the Mishnah Brewer says l'chatchila, the person who is counting, he should make the bracha by himself. So we have explained usvartam lechem that it means svir l'chalecha v'yecha, and now we get into the sugya of the rayas against the baisusim. Says the Braisa, Mimachras HaShabbos, what does Mimachras HaShabbos mean in connection with Svir Soimer, in connection with Ktsir Soimer? It means Mimachras Yanta from the day after the first day of Pesach, which is the 16th of Nisan. Oy ein oy el Mimachras Shabbos Bereishis. Maybe, in fact, it's like Chas V'Shalom, what the Baisusim say, that it always starts on Sunday, the day after Shabbos Bereishis, and the Shabbos here is not referring to the Shvisa of Melacha, which takes place on Yontif, but rather it's referring to Shabbos Bereishis. So Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, he gives us a new proof. Hareyu Oimer, it says, Tisbru Chamishim Yoim, that the, as Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda understands it, that between Pesach and Shavuos, there has to be, from the beginning of Svira until Shavuos, there has to be no more than 50 days. Kol Svira Shata Seifer Lo Yehu El Chamishim Yoim. All the countings that you count in relation to the mitzvah of Svira Soimer in between the beginning of the Svira and Shavuos will be 50 days. But Vim Toimer Mimachos Shabbos Bereishis, if you're going to say, what does Machos Shabbos mean? From after Shabbos Bereisha on Sunday. So, Pa'amim Shatam Moitzich Hamisha Ve'achot. Einach Hanami, if Pesach comes out on Shabbos, and you begin the Ktsira and the Svir So'aymer on Sunday, so then from Pesach, on, from the 16th day of Nisan until Shavuos, you'll have 50 days. But if, as Rashi explains, we're going to have Pesach that falls out on Erev Shabbos, so then, and you're only going to be able to start counting like the Baisusim on Sunday, so then you have an extra day. You have 51 days. You're going to have 52 days if Pesach is on Thursday. You'll have 53 days if Pesach comes out on Wednesday. And sometimes you'll have Chamishim Varbo, you'll have 54 days if Pesach falls out on Tuesday. And sometimes you'll have Chamishim V'Chamisha if Pesach falls out on Monday. And sometimes you'll even have Chamishim V'Shisha if Pesach falls out on Sunday. The only way you'll have 50, which the Torah says, that Shavuos will come out on the 50th day, will be if Pesach falls out on Sunday. But on any other day of the week, you'll have much more. Up till, if Pesach falls on Shabbos, then the 16th day will be on Sunday, then you'll have 50. But if Pesach falls out on any other day, you'll have more. Up to if Pesach falls out on Sunday, you will have, as Rashi says, you'll have a total, and you're only going to be able to do the Ktsiras Soimer and the Svirus Soimer next Sunday, so then you'll have a total of 6 extra days. You'll have a total of 56 days, because the Svirus will start on Sunday, And the 16th of Nisan was on Monday. So you're going to have a total of 6 extra days. So therefore, from the fact that the Torah said 50 days Zariah, that Sviras Omer is always dependent on the 16th of Nisan, and that's why it always comes out to be 50 days until Shavuos. We'll see on Samach Vav Amud Aleph how the Gemara is going to slug up this proof of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. The next proof is from Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, and he is going to learn an old proof based on Tisbar Loch, which we already had in yesterday's shir. And Tosis points out that in yesterday's shir, we had Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira around 15 lines up. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira learned it out from a different limit. He learned it out from Namar Shabbos Lamata and Namar Shabbos Lamaila, according to the Gears of the Shita. It says Shabbos by Shavuos, it says Shabbos by Omer, and we compared one to the other. So here, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira is saying a different proof. So Tosis suggests one of two explanations. Either according to Rabbeinu Gershom or Einei HaGoyle, the third last line of Tosfos at the bottom of the Amud, in Tosfos Divrei Maaseh Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer. So he quotes Rabbeinu Gershom or Einei HaGoyle, who takes out the Ben Beseira. And it's only Rabbi Yehuda. So we wouldn't have a contradiction. Or, suggests Tosfos, there may have been, in fact, two Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseiras. Either way, what does Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira say in this brisa? Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer, Einoi Tzarech, as we turn to Samach Vav Amud Aleph, Hareyu Omer, because it says in the Torah Tisper Loch. And we learned that wherever it says Loch, Sfira Tuli Bebezdin, as we found in Tosfos by Yovel, that it's Tuli Bebezdin. How is it Tuli Bebezdin? Because Bezdin decides when Rosh Chodesh is, which will determine Pesach, which will determine the 16th of Nisan. Yotzer Shabbos Bereishis, if you're going to say like the Vaisusim, that Machos or Shabbos means Shabbos Bereishis, just Sviras B'chol Adam. Every person can count that. You don't have to come out to Bezdin. If it's totally in the 16th of Nisan, so a person has to ask, when was Rosh Chodesh? When was Pesach? When did the Bezdin Kaveya Pesach? So I'll know when to start Svira. However, if it's Shabbos, I don't need Bezdin. I just know that I have to start Svira the day after Shabbos. That has nothing to do with Bezdin. So since the Torah said that Sviras Omer has to do with Bezdin, so that's a proof that it's the 16th of Nisan and not Machos or Shabbos, which means Sunday. Continues the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi Omer. Rabbi Yossi brings actually two proofs. First, he says, "Mimachos Shabbos." That means Machos Yom Tov. Atar Mimachos Yom Tov Einel Machos Shabbos. Bereishis. Maybe it means Machos Shabbos Bereishis. Amrat Vechinemar. So here we come with a new proof, which we never had before. Vechinemar Mimachos Shabbos Shabbatoicha Pesach. Did the Torah say it should be the day after Shabbos, that Shabbos which is within the Yontiv, the 7-day Yontiv of Pesach? It doesn't say that. It says, you know, when you start counting, the day after Shabbos. So if you're going to say that Shabbos means Shabbos Bereishis, then the Chol HaShana Kula Maleya Shabbos. Maybe it's the Shabbos after Hanukkah. The whole year is full of Shabbos. Say B'doik, Ezer Shabbos. Go and check which Shabbos. How are you going to figure out which Shabbos? It must be that it is a clear description of the day, which is the day after Yontif. The Gemara, of course, is going to ask, maybe, how do you know it's Yontif Rishon? Maybe it is Yontif Achron of Pesach. This will be, we certainly have schlugged up the Baisusim from Rabbi Yossi's first proof. But Rabbi Yossi himself was bothered with this question, which the Gemara is going to use to schlug up the first proof of Rabbi Yossi. And the proof is that Rabbi Yossi himself adds a second proof, Vo'oid. Why did he add a second proof? Because he himself hesitated with the first proof. Because how do I know it means the day after the 15th of Nisan, the first day of Pesach? Maybe it means the day after the last day of Pesach. That's why Rabbi Yossi says, void, I'll give you a second proof. Nemer Shabbos Lamata. And we had, this is an old proof, which we had in yesterday's Brisa. Nemer Shabbos Lamata. It says Shabbos, and here we have the gears to the way the Shita had it on Samach Hamid Beis. We start with the Shabbos Lamata, the Shabbos at the end of Sviras Omer, which is the Shabbos of Shavuos. V'nemer Shabbos Lamala, it says the Shabbos by the Omer. Ma'ala halen regel u'tchilas regel. Afkan regel u'tchilas regel. Just like over there, we're referring to the Shabbos, which is the meaning the Yontiv of Shavuos, which comes at the beginning of Yontiv. And Tosfos explains, what does it mean, beginning of Yontiv, in reference to Shavuos, because there is Tashlumen for Shavuos, for the Oilus Ri, if it wasn't brought on the first day of Shavuos, it can be brought for 6 more days. There's no Isser Melacha, only on the one day of Yontiv Min HaTorah for Shavuos. But the Tashlumen, in a sense, the Yontiv of Shavuos remains with us for another 6 days, Legabe Tashlumen, to make up if you forgot to bring the Oilus Riyah. So just like over there, when we refer to the Regel, it comes right after the Shabbos of Shavuos, which is at the beginning of the Regel. So Afkan, Regel Utchilas Regel. Here also it refers to the Yontiv, but which part of Yontiv? The beginning of Yontiv. That would refer to the 16th of Nisan. Here we have no question. Maybe it's the last day of Pesach, because it's compared to Shavuos, just like over there. It's at the beginning of that 7-day cycle, the day of Yontiv with the 6 days Tashlumen. So to here, it's right at the beginning, just like that Shabbos is at the end of the 7 weeks, and it's close to the Shabbos that we're referring to there, so too here, it's close to the Shabbos, which means the Yontiv of the first day of Nisan that the word Shabbos refers to in this pasuk. Rav Shimon ben Elazar says a new proof. Kasa v'echadoymer, concerning eating matzah, we seem to have a steer in the psukim. One pasuk says, she'eshes yom te'achol matzah, you should eat matzahs for 6 days. Ukasa v'echadoymer, one pasuk says, shivas yom matzahs techelu, you should eat matzahs not for 6 days, but it says you should eat matzahs for 7 days. Hakeitz, that, how is that possible? Do you eat matzahs either for 7 or 6? L'char, it should be 7. The day, the yontav of Pesach is 7. Why does one pasuk say 6? The answer is, there's a certain matzah that you can only eat 6 days. If you have matzah that was made from Tvua Chadasha, so that only becomes mutter with the Havas Oimer. The Oimer is Mater Chadash. So, matzah she'i atayachal oichal shiva mina chadash, atayachal oichal shisha mina chadash. The matzah, if you have old yashan grain, then you can eat that matzah 7 days. But if you have chadash grain, the first day of Pesach, you didn't bring the oimer yet. So you can't use the matzah from the chadash the first day of Pesach. But that matzah, once you had the korban oimer brought, now for 6 days I can use it. And Rashi explains that if you're going to say that it's totally, that the Oimer is brought the day after Shabbos Bereishis on Sunday, it will come out that the way Rashi learned in yesterday's Sugya, if Pesach falls out the first day on Monday, so then the last day of Pesach will be the following Sunday, the day after Shabbos Bereishis. It'll come out that you'll only bring the Oimer and be able to eat the matzah partially the last day of Pesach, according to the Baisusim. And the Torah here says that one matzah has to be eaten for 6 days, the one of Chodosh. And the way Tosfos learned in yesterday's shir, if Pesach falls out on Sunday, so then the following, according to Tosfos, it was, if Pesach falls out on Sunday, then if you have to wait till the next Sunday, it'll come out that it's after Pesach, that you won't be able to eat matzah at all, not for 6 days, not even for 1 day. The way Tosfos is learning, you won't even be able to eat it at all. That can't be. So this is a raya against the Baisusim. It must be the 16th of Nisan. If it's the 16th of Nisan, that the Oimer was always brought, that enables you to eat, even from the Chodesh, 6 days. Now that we have brought a total of 3 new proofs and 2 old proofs, a total of 5 proofs, the Gemara begins to explain other parts of the psukim concerning Sfiras Oimer. And the Gemara is going to tell us exactly when do we do each part of the mitzvahs over here. There's a mitzvah of Sfiras Oimer, cutting the Oimer, there's Havos Oimer, bringing the Oimer as a korban, and there is Sfiras Oimer. When are all these 3 mitzvahs done? So first we learn out from the Pasuk, Miyoyim Aviyachem Tisperu. It says in the Pasuk that Miyoyim Aviyachem Es Oimer Hatznufa, that you should count Yochol Yiktzer V'Yavi. I would think that you do the Ktzira, you do the Hava, and the Amos Ashiyirtzi Yisper, as far as Sviris Oimer is concerned, you are cipher from the day that you bring, you don't have to do it on that day, but you're able to be cipher whenever you want, but you just have to make a prerequisite that you cut the Oimer and you bring it as a korban. And once you get the green light, then you can do it at any time. In other words, how do we know that the Sefiras Oimer begins together with the Ktsira and Havas Oimer? Talmud Loimer, the Pasuk says, when do you start counting? Meheichel Chermesh Bakoma, the Pasuk says, Shiva Shavuos Tisper Loch, Meheichel Chermesh Bakoma, Tochel Isper Shiva Shavuos. You begin when the sickle begins to cut the comma, the standing grain, that's when you should begin to count. And when is that done? That's done, as we've proven, on the 16th of Nisan. You do it at night, as we're soon going to learn. So we see clearly that the Svira is not arbitrary whenever you want to do it, but rather it's on the same day it's connected to the cutting of the Omer. Im Hechel Chemrish, Teichel Lisbar, if we learn from that pasuk that that's the day when you have to begin Sviras Oimer, Yochel Yiktzer V'Yisbar. So I would say, okay, you cut it, and you start counting. Ve'emus Ashiyitze Yavi. So maybe I could arbitrarily, once I have cut it and started counting the Omer, I can bring the Korban Oimer whenever I want. No. Talmud Loimer Miyoyim Aviyachem. I learn out from Miyoyim Aviyachem that I have to, that the Svira is not just dependent on Hechel Chemish Bakama, but the Svira is also dependent on the bringing. In other words, the Torah is linking all three components together. You have to cut it, you have to count, which is totally in the cutting, and you have to count, which is totally in the bringing. So you can't have one without the other. So the Svira is showing that it's connected to both the cutting and the bringing. It's all done in one day. But we're still not finished. Maybe it's from that pasuk. Yochel yiktzer v'yisper v'yavi. B'yoyim. Maybe we do everything in the daytime. Tzira, svira, and havoah. Talmud loimer, the pasuk says. Sheva shabsois tamimois tiyanu. It has to be 7 full, complete weeks. Emes ha'atomaitchi sheva shabsois tamimois. Bizman sh'atomaschel limnois mi be'erev. When do you find 7 complete weeks? When you begin to count immediately at night, right at the earliest moment that you're able to count. In this manner, you will have 7 complete weeks. So if you're going to count, let's say in the daytime, you already missed part of these 24 hours. You've missed the night before. So you have to begin counting at night. Agav. We have here in Tosfos, what happens if a person forgot to count at night? So Tosfos brings a machloikis, should he count in the next day? The Bahag holds that he should count in the daytime. However, Rabbeinu Tam says that if you miss the night, you cannot make up that mitzvah the next day. You can only do it at night. This is a machloikis that Tosfos brings down in Divrei HaMashal, Zecher LeMikdashu. But what the Gemara is trying to prove, that the mitzvah, certainly l'chatchila, is to have tmimus, to have a full 7 weeks, and that would indicate that you have to begin counting at the earliest possible moment when it's nighttime. Now we're not finished yet. Yochel yiktzer v'yavi v'yisper v'layla. So I would say maybe you do everything now at night. Cut. And bring it as a korban and count at night. No, there's an aspect of the day as well. So Hal Kate said, how do we have a kiyum of all these variables? The answer is, tziru svir balayla. The cutting and the counting is at night. And the bringing of the korban is in the daytime. And if the following will, Rashi explains that in the following way we'll be able to be mekayim all the variables. We have to do the Tzvira at night because we just said it has to be Tamimais. The Tzira has to take place before the Tzvira because it says in the Pasuk, Mehechel Chemish Bakama. When do you begin the Tzvira? When, after you cut. First you cut and then you do the Tzvira. So it comes out that the Tzira also has to be at night. The Tzvira is dependent on the day in which you bring the Omer, even though we just learned that the Tzira is in the day, because Yom means day and not night. But Rashi explains that concerning the Tzvira, we'll say that Yom, since Rashi points out it didn't say Mishas Haviyachem. If it would say Mishas Haviyachem, then it would have to be the moment that you bring it, that's when you do Tzvira. But it says miyoyim aviyakim. So concerning Sfira Soimer, I'll say yoyim means on that day in which the Omer is going to be brought. The Omer, in fact, will be brought tomorrow because I learned yoyim v'loy lila. But in terms of Sfira Soimer, which we saw is totally on the Ktsira, and it has to be tamimois. So that's done in the day. It's done at the night before. I, how am Mekayim miyoyim? Here, miyoyim legabi Sfira will mean on that day in which, not on the moment, Shaw, that you're going to bring the Omer, but on that day, that 24-hour period in which you're going to bring the Omer. And since I need tamimois, then I'll have to do that at night. And the Ktsira, on the Ktsira, I'll say yoyim v'loy lila. You don't do it in the night, you do it in the day. So it comes out that all these mitzvahs are done in one 24-hour period. The Ktsira is first. Following the Hechel Chemish Bakama, after the Ktsira comes the Svira right away with Tmimois at night. And it's on the same day in which the Omer will be brought tomorrow, B'yoyim V'loy B'layla. And in this way, I'm Mekayim all the variables here. And the Maskane is Ktsira Svira B'layla V'havo B'yoyim. The Havo is in the daytime. We have here, we see in Tosfos, Zeich LeMikdash, Tosfos says that let's say it'll be a suffix whether it's night yet or not. We learned you have to do it at night. What about as a suffix? So he says that you could make a bracha. You don't have to wait until Vare Laila because it's only a sveik of the Rabbanan. Tosfos is going with the Shita. The Svir B'zman Hazeh is Rabbanan. We're going to see at the end of this sugya, right before the Mishnah, where it says, Zeichel HaMikdashu. We're only doing it as a Zeichel HaMikdash. There's no more Korban Omer. The Svir is totally in the Korban Omer. And if there's no Omer, the whole Mitzvah Svir today is Mid Rabbanan. However, there's other Rishonim. For example, the Rambam, his Shita is in Perek Zayim, Hilchas Tmidim, Halacha Chav Beis, that holds that it is a mitzvah d'oraisa. So there is a machloikis rishonim, and if you hold it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, even bizman hazeh, then if a person has a suffix, whether it's lila or not, he should wait till it's vadai lila. He should not be makel to make the svira earlier than vadai lila, because even bizman hazeh, those rishonim hold it's a din d'oraisa. Continues the Gemara. Getting back to the fight between Chazal and the Baisusim, Amar Rava, Kulu Islahu Pircha. All of the rayas that we brought have questions on them. As we mentioned, we had a total in the two brises of 10 rayas, of which two of the rayas repeated themselves. So there was a total of 8 individual separate rayas. And what Rava is saying now, that all of them have a question, except bar mitarti tanoi basroi, bein b'masnita kamaisa, bein b'masnita basraisa. In both the first brisa on Samachayim and Beis, and the second brisa at the bottom of Samachayim and Beis that went on to Samach Vav Amid Aleph. So the last two tanoim in each of the brises, their terutzim are solid, there's no question on them. However, the first three of each brisa, there are questions. So all we're left with is Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yudah ben Beseira in the first brisa, and Rabbi Yossi's second reason, Rashi says, because Rabbi Yossi said two reasons, the second reason of Rabbi Yossi, and the last rye of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar in the second brisa, those have the less lupircha, they have no question. Now the Gemara Rav is going to go through all of these rayas and why four out of the eight are not good raya. Imid Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, the first raya we had at the beginning of the sugi, which started on Samech Hayomid Aleph, and Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai met and debated the zakin of the Baisusim. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai's raya, we really have a kash on. Well, what Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, he brought a contradiction. One pasuk says Chamishim Yoyim. One pasuk says Sheva Shavuos. Sheva Shavuos, as Rashi explained, there is only when it begins on Sunday and ends on Shabbos. That's a full week. So why did the Torah say Sfira is totally in weeks, and it also said it's totally in days? So Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai explained, because if we don't agree with the Baisusim, we say that Sfira Ha'Omer is on the 16th of Nisan. So if the 16th of Nisan is on a Sunday, then you'll have Sheva Shavuos. You'll have seven full weeks. But if it's on any other day of the week, then you won't have full, complete weeks from Sunday to Shabbos, but rather you'll have a total of up to 50 days on the 50th day is Shavuos. That was what Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said. But if you go like the Baisusim, then you'll always have from Sunday to Shabbos, you'll have 7 weeks always, and there won't be any Chamishim Yoyim. So the Gemara says, we have a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, no raya. Why? Dilma ken Abaya. Maybe the Torah said Chamishim Yoyim, and the Torah said Sheva Shavuos, like Abaya. Amar Abaya, because Abaya said, Mitzvah l'mimni yoymei, u mitzvah l'mimni shvuei. There is a mitzvah, both to count the days, and there's a mitzvah to count the weeks. And so that's why Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai has no proof that from Chamishim Yoyim and Sheva Shavuos. The tour in Siman Tov Pei Tes brings a few different shitas, how we fulfill these two aspects of the mitzvah of Sfiras Ha'Omer. One shita says that every day after, let's say we're up to day 8, day 9, day 10, so every day we just say the days. We'll say today is 9 days of Omer. We won't say Shehem Shavua Echadu Shnei Yomim La Omer. We'll just say the days. At the end of the week, if you say Mitzvah L'mim Nishvuyi, it means the Iker Mitzvah of weeks is when a whole week is completed. Just like by Yovel, the Mitzvah was a whole year of Yovel. Here the Mitzvah, the second component of the Mitzvah Sfiras Ha'Omer, according to Abaya, is to count full weeks. So at the end of the full week, we would say, today is 14 days, those 14 days are 2 weeks of the Omer. 21 days, which are 3 weeks of the Omer. But when we're not doing a complete week, there, according to this first sheet that the Torah brings, we just mentioned the number of days and don't go into weeks. Another shita, which is brought by the tour, is just the opposite. Again, when do we count the weeks and the days? That will be at the end of the week. In other words, if it's 14 days, which are 2 weeks, 21 days, which are 3 weeks, and so on and so forth. However, when you're in the middle, when you're up to 22 days or 23 days, according to this shita, you don't mention the days. You only mention today is, let's say, on the 16th day. Today is 2 weeks, which are 2 weeks and 2 days of the Omer. You don't say days, which are. You just say today is 2 weeks and 2 days. The first shita says you just say today is the 16th day of the Omer. This shita says you say only today is 2 weeks and 2 days of the Omer. And both shitas hold that at the end of a full week, you say today is 14 days, which are 2 weeks of the Omer. Our minig is to take a combination of these two minhagim, and we say at the end of each week, we of course say today is 14 days, which is 2 weeks. Today is 21 days, which is 3 weeks. But we also, if we're speaking about 22 partial weeks, 22 days, we will say today is 22 days, which are 3 weeks and 1 day of the Omer. So we take both sheets of Rishonim and combine them. Continue. The first sheet was the sheet of the Balamor, and the second sheet brought down by the Torah was the sheet of the Run, and we make a combination of both. Continues the Gemara. In the first brisa, we had two proofs from Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Lezer's proof was that it says, Tispor Loch, that it's Tali in Bezdin. And Rabbi Yeshua's shita was that you need a clear indication. We compare Svira Soimer to counting of the 29 days of a month, and we begin with something recognizable, the Moilet. So here also we have to begin with something recognizable, which is always constantly the 16th of Nisan. Not after Shabbos, which could be any day of the month. So, Imid Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Einach Hanami Rashi explains, you've knocked out the Baisusim, but I still, it's not a solid Raya. Why? Me mind to be Yontav Rishon Koi, Dilma would be Yontav Achron Koi. You've just proved that it has to do with Yontav, but you haven't proved that it's the 16th day of Nisan. Maybe we'll have a Dover HaNikr, for example, on the 21st day of Nisan, which is the last day of Yontav, the seventh day of Pesach. Maybe that's the recognizable thing. Or, according to the Pshat of Toli Bebezdin, this is also Toli Bebezdin. The 21st day is Toli in Bezdin, just like the 15th and the 16th days are Toli in Bezdin. So we've knocked off the Baisusim, but we haven't clearly been able to show that it refers to the day after Yontav, which is Yontav Rishon, the 16th day. So, the Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, in the first Braisa, we've knocked off the first three shitas, but the last two shitas of Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, leslu pircha, they have no kasha, because what were the shitas of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira? Rabbi Shmuel said that we compared oimer to shtei alechem, and he said, just like by the shtei alechem, it's regalu tchilas regal. So here too, by Omer, it's regalu tchilas regal. And what did Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira say? Nemer Shabbos lamata and Shabbos lamala. And just like the lamata by Shavuos is regalu tchilas regal, so the Shabbos lamala is regalu tchilas regal. So here we have no question. Not only do we knock off the tzedukim, the baisusim, but we also are proving it's the tchilas regal. So it's not the end of the regal. We're showing that it's the tchilas regal. So those are two solid proofs against the Baisusim and for Chazal, the Kabbalah from Moshe, that it's the 16th of Nisan at the beginning of the Regal. And now we go to the second Braisa. Imid Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, if you're going to go with Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda, and what was his pshat? His pshat was, Rashi brings down, Havamina Dilma Chamshin Labar Mehanishita. Maybe 50 means except for those six. And Rashi says that the Gemara really could have said except for those five, those four, those three. In other words, we figured out, the Gemara only says six because it's going to the end of the words of Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. The end of the words of Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda were Chamishim Vishisha. If, as Rashi explained, that Pesach is on Sunday, and you have to wait till the next Sunday, so then you'll have a space of 6 days from the 16th of Nisan until the following Sunday. You'll have 56 days between the 16th of Nisan and Shavuos. And the Torah says you need Chamishim, Ein Chanami. If it falls out on a different day of the week, you'll have less days. But we're going to the maximum of 6 days. So the Gemara is asking, Dilma Chamshin Labar Mahanishita. Maybe when the Torah said 50, who told you to link the 50 to the 16th day of Nisan, the day after the first day of Pesach? Maybe it's a constant 50, yes, but not because it's connected to the 16th of Nisan. It's a constant 50, like the Baisusim say, from the day of Sunday after Shabbos Bereishis. It's always 50 days. Either 6 days, maybe we don't care about those 6 or 5 or 4 days up till the Sunday. It says Chamishim Yom. The Chamishim Yom is Toli on Sunday. How do you know Chamishim Yom is Toli on the first day of the 16th of Nisan? Maybe the 50 days is Toli on the Sunday. Now we come to the third raya, which was Rabbi Yossi's first raya. And Rabbi Yossi's first raya was from the matzah of the Rabbi Yossi's first raya is the raya was because Machros HaShabbos, there could be many Shabbosos. How do you know it's the Shabbos? The Shabbos following Pesach, maybe it's Shabbos after Hanukkah, maybe it's the Shabbos after Purim. How do you know it's the Shabbos after Pesach? So good, we knocked off the Baisusim, but we still have a question. Rabbi Yossi Nami Chazal Pircha. So Rabbi Yossi himself saw the question. What's the question? The question is that maybe it's Yontiv Achron. How do you know it's Yontiv Rishon? Behind the Kamer Void, and that's why Rabbi Yossi said Void. I have a second proof. Because he realized the problem himself. But the second pshat of Rabbi Yossi, which was Nemer Shabbos Lamatan Shabbos Lamala, which is regelu Tchilas Regel, that's a good proof, because it's Tchilas Regel. And Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, who brought the raya from Matzahs, that's not a good proof. Because not only do we shlug up the Baisusim, but in order to get the 6 days of Chadosh, the after the Chodosh, you get a full 6 days, that must mean that you're starting this from the 16th of Nisan until the end of Yontiv, that you have a total of, even from the Chodosh, which was Mutter, with the Havos Oimer, you have a total of 6 days. So we can't ask any question, maybe it's going on Yontiv Acharon. So the last two of the first Brisa, the last two of the second Brisa, these are all good Rayas. So out of the total of 10, of the two brises, we have 4 that are solid, no pircha. Gufa, we learned before, Amar Abaya, mitzvah l'mim niyayim, mitzvah l'mim nishvuah. There's a mitzvah of Sirius Amar on the days, there's a mitzvah on the weeks. Rabban and the Bay Rav Ashi, money yayim, money shvuah. So they taka practice this, and they counted the days, and they counted the weeks, according to the different shittas that we learned from the Rishonim. Rabban and the Bay Rav Ashi, money yayim, money shvuah. Ameim or money yayim, v'loy money shvuah. He did not count the weeks. He just counted the days. Omar, he said, zeichel migdashu, since it's falling into Omer. So it's a zecher to the migdash, bizmanazet, so I'm mid rabbanon. If it's mid rabbanon, it's good enough if all you do is the days. You don't have to do the weeks, and we already mentioned the machlokes rishonim, whether, in fact, we paskin that it's only mid rabbanon, or it is, as the Rambam says, a din d'oraisa. There's a famous tshuva of the Beis Halevi in Chelek Aleph, in Simen Lamed Tes, and the Beis Halevi has a shiloh, what happens, based on the Gemara we just learned, if a person forgot one day to count the Omer, and we are noyig like the Bahag, who says if you forgot one day, that since all the days of the Sfira are considered one long mitzvah, if you forgot one day, you're not allowed to count anymore with a bracha. You get someone to be mitzvah with the bracha and count without a bracha. Says the Beis Halevi, if there's a separate mitzvah to count the weeks, so at least at the end of the week, at the end of each week, the 14th day, the 21st day, the 28th day, there you should be able to count even with a bracha. Now he says that according to Rabbeinu Yerucham, what I'm saying will not work out, because Rabbeinu Yerucham asked the question, if in fact there are two mitzvahs, so why don't we make two brachas? So actually, the Rambam holds that it's not two separate mitzvahs. If it would be two separate mitzvahs, then Abaya would have said, Lemimni Yoyme Zu Mitzvah, and Lemimni Shvui Zu Mitzvah. That would indicate that each one is a separate mitzvah. In the Targ Yag mitzvahs, it's all counted as one mitzvah. It's two components of one mitzvah. However, from the Rabbeinu Yerucham is mashma that he learned, it's mamish two mitzvahs, and Rabbeinu Yerucham says that the one of these mitzvahs is totally in the Havos Oimer, and one is not. Because the Pasuk says, Usvartem lachem mimachos haShabbos miyom aviyachem esoimer atnufa sheva shapsis tmimeis tiyena. So the mitzvah of 7 weeks, that's totally an avos oimer. Bizman hazeh, it's takazeich lamigdash. There's no oimer, there's no mitzvah of the shvuos. However, the mitzvah of yom of the days, that is not totally in the Havoah Soimer. He, Rabbeinu Yerucham, says that even B'zman Hazeh, it's the Raisa. So the Beis Halevi, that's why he answers the Rabbeinu Yerucham that we only make one bracha B'zman Hazeh. It's mashma that in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, where both were the Raisa, Einich and Ami would make two brachas. So the Beis Halevi says that according to Rabbeinu Yerucham, what I wanted to say is not true, because Rabbeinu Yerucham says that today we only make a bracha on the mitzvah deraisa of the days. So therefore, we don't make it on the mitzvah derabbanan. I was speaking to Rav Herschel Schechter Shlita, and he said that perhaps, even according to Rabbeinu Yerucham, we could argue that when you have the deraisa and the derabbanan together, then the Rabbeinu Yerucham says you only make on the deraisa, you don't make a separate bracha on the derabbanan. But if we don't have the deraisa of the yomi, because he forgot, we're left with the derabbanan of the shvuas, which could still be mekayim, so you could make a bracha on the shvuas. In other words, even though we are noyig like the Bahag, that lechumra, that if it's all one mitzvah, and you forgot one day, you don't make another bracha, but the Beis Halevi himself brings that if you hold like the Rambam, that it's all midaraisa, days and weeks, or you hold like the other poskim, like Tosfos here, that days and weeks both are midarabbanan. So we paskin that if a person, l'mashal, said that he only remembered to say 22 days. He didn't say which are 3 weeks and one day. Or he only said 3 weeks and one day, and he didn't say 22 days. So the din is, that's called accounting, and he can count further with the bracha. Because even though we go like the Bahag, but if there's any way to save that he should be able because each day, according to the other sheet, is against the Bahag, is that each day is a separate mitzvah. So if we have any way to salvage that, we do so. And therefore, if he forgot the weeks, or if he forgot the days, at least he said one of them, he could count further with a bracha. So the Beis Halevi says, what I'm trying to say, that at the end of every week, that at least he should be able to make a bracha. This should not be worse than what we paskin, that if you remember weeks without days, or days without weeks, that you are yoytze. So therefore, but this is a famous Beis Halevi, that the mitzvah, even though we paskin, it's all, the Rambam holds it's not two separate mitzvahs, it's all one mitzvah, but if one of the components of the mitzvah is not able to be done, the other component at the end of the week is still able to be done, the Beis Halevi wants to say that at the end of each solid full week, you should still be able to make a bracha, even if you forgot one of the days. Continues the Mishnah in the process of how they brought the Omer. Ketsruhu. They cut it, they put it in baskets, have a yule azor, they brought it to the azora, and they would toast the grains, as it says in the pasuk concerning the omer, kolui be'esh, and mahavenoisei be'or, kedei lekayim boi mitzvahs keli, divir amer. Meir holds that that's what the Torah means, that you should singe it, toast it with fire. The fire goes directly on the ears of barley. The Chacham disagree, and they say first bekonim ubekolchos with reeds and with stalks. Chayfnoisa, they used to beat out the kernels that were in the stalks. Kedei shalei yismach. Why don't we use what we normally use, as Rashi brings down a thick stick, because that would crush the kernels. So we just wanted to get out the kernels whole, so we did it with these soft things. And then when we got the kernels out, nasnu la'abuv. Va'abuv hoya menukav, kidei she'or shalav b'kulay. So the Rabbanan say that's what the kolui means. Not directly the fire going on the kernels, on the stalks, but rather it was put into a abuv. An abuv is a copper pipe. And we'll see more about it on Amud Beis. It had holes in it, so that the fire should be able to toast all of the kernels. And then once it was toasted, with something separating the fire from the kernels, namely the copper pipe, shatchuhu bazor, they spread them out in the azor, so that the moisture that was in the pipe and that is now on the kernels should be able to evaporate. V'aruch ma'ashevespray, the wind would blow on it to evaporate the moisture. Nasnu l'rechayim, they put then the kernels into grinders, shell grises, which usually ground beans, which had very big holes. It grounded into a coarse manner. The reason that it grounded into a coarse manner is so that when the sifting began, the bran should be in big globs and it should not be able to go through the holes of the sifter. And then they took out the isoron of fine flour that, as the Mishnah further, and I involve him in base, will tell us the exact process of how it was sifted with 13 sifters. But the reason that we use the grinder of the beans is because the Torah says that it should also be geresh, which is coarsely ground up, so that it will make it easier for the bran to be separated from the fine flour and not go through the holes of the sifter. Vahashar, now from an ephah, which is 3 sorin. We only got out a tenth in the sorin of fine flour. What happened to the rest? Vashar nifta, we're poded, we redeem it. V'nechal l'chol adam, anyone can eat it. V'chayv b'chala, it's chayv b'chala because chala is totally in the dough, and the dough is now in the hands of a hedget, so it's chayv b'chala. Baru patr min ha-meiser, because meiser is dependent on miruach, on when it's smoothed over into a pile. When was it smoothed over into a pile? When it was in the hands of hegdish before the pigeon, and therefore the meruach of hegdish patis. Rabbi Kiva mechayiv b'chala uba meisres. Rabbi Kiva is mechayiv in chala and meisres, and the Gemara will explain the shita of Rabbi Kiva why he's also mechayiv in meisres. Tana Rabban, the Rabban I've learned, aviv is when the Torah says concerning the mitzvah of Omer, it uses the word aviv. Ze aviv. Rashi says reishis katsir. This is the beginning of the harvest, the first ears of barley. Koli be'esh, malam etra yisroel mahavim noisar be'esh, they used to do toasted in fire, kedei l'chaim by mitzvah keli, divir ramer, this is sheet of ramer, chomrayim, as we turn to the samach vavam and beis, ein or lushin keli, direct fire on the kernels, that's not what keli means. El adover acher, as Rashi explains, there had to be something else separating it, which was the iron avuv, the copper pipe. And the Shita says we should take out the word haketzad, and now we have a second pshat, which is the Masoris HaShas is goyres lishna achrina, like ikka the amri, a second pshat, that koli means ein lashon koli, ela dover kolil, something which is a shiny copper kli, haketzad. How did it happen exactly? Of Shel Kaloyas, it was a copper pipe of, Rashi says, merchants who sold parched grain. Hoyasham was in the Beis HaMikdash. Vayamanukav, and it had holes in it, kikiver like a sieve. Kedeshe Teor, Shai Lethes Bekulay, so that the fire should go through all of the kernels of the barley. So it's not a direct fire like Rameyer learns, but it's fire going through a copper pipe. And now we have 3 words of the pasuk connected to the Omer. One is aviv, which means the first ears. The second word is koli, toasted. And the third word is gerish, coarsely grounded. Eini yodea im aviv koli im garish koli. So the pasuk says koli in between the word aviv and garish. I don't know if it's referring to the ears of barley, or is it referring to the kernels once they are already ground up? That would be gerish, coarsely ground up. Kishu oimer be'esh, when it says the word esh, because in between aviv kolui and gerish, it puts in the word be'esh. Hifsika inyan, I see the Aish divides it up. The Aish is going back on the Aviv. So it's done before the crushing, the kernels are toasted. What is the word Carmel in reference to the Omer referred to? It's made up of a contraction, a nutrikin of two words. Kar means really rach, change the letters around, resh chaf, soft, umol, and it can be broken up, dissolved. When a person touches it, he can rub it, and it can disintegrate. V'cheinu'aymer, where do we find this concept of darshaning a word according to a nutrikin? We found it in the following pasuk. V'ish bo mi'bal shalisha, a person came from the city of Baal Shalisha, v'yavil ishali, can be brought to Elisha Hanavi, lechem mikurim, the first crop of grain, v'esrim lechem sarim, and 20 breads of barley, v'karmel, and fresh kernels, v'tzikloinoi, in their husks, v'yoyim etein la'am v'yoychlu, give it to the people and they should eat. So we darshan the word tzikloinoi. Actually, there is no vav, but the Gemara is darshaning the first vav in the word, as if there would be a vav, that this is a nutrikin. It's a contraction of several words. The bay stands for ba, the tzadik kuf for vayotzak, the lamid for lanu, so that means he came and he poured for us. The next vav, which we said we're darshaning a vav here, va'achalnu, and we ate. And then a nun vav is vinaveh, stands for Hoya, it was good. Vo'aymer, another nutrikin. When Shlomo HaMelech discusses the Yetzer Hara, he compares the Yetzer Hara to a Minna Efes, an immoral woman, and she is going over to her Mena'ef, and she's enticing him and saying, "Nis also be'ahavim, let us enjoy ourselves with acts of love." So this word nisalsa is a nutrikin. What does it stand for? The nun stands for nisa, the tof vinita, which means let's first talk. So first the person lets the yetzer talk to him, and then things get worse and out of hand. Then comes the ayin, lamed, vinala, we'll go up on a bed together, vinismach, and then the samach and a sin are interchangeable. So the sin of vinismach is for the samach of nisalsa. And then the hay and the ches are interchangeable. The end hay of nisalsa, v'nischate ve'ahavim. And we will sport, we'll play around with acts of love. That's how the Yetzer Hara corrupts a person, like this mina efes. Vo'aymer, another contraction. Kanaf renonim, the wings of this large bird that Rashi identifies as a bar yuchni, knaf renonim, v'also. What is that? What does that word stand for? Knaf renonim ne'elosa. The nun stands for noisei. The bird lifts up the egg. And the ayin is oila, it goes up, and v'nischate, it lowers it. So the nun of ne'elsa is noisei, the ayin is oila, and then the ayin lamed is oila, and then the hay and the samach and the hay at the end are for the saf and the ches, which a saf and a samach are interchangeable, a ches and a hay are interchangeable. So this again is a contraction. Vo'aymer, a final contraction. When Bilam was going on the chamor, and the chamor sensed that there was a malach, then saw the malach. So the malach said, "Ki yorat haderech lenegdi, you were hurrying on the way, opposing me. You were going to curse Klal Yisrael." The word yorat stands for Yorasa, she had fear. The Gur Aryeh explains even before she saw the Malach. Roasa, she saw the Malach. And then, Natsa, so out of fear from the Malach, after seeing him, she turned off to the side. So that's what the nutrikin of the word Yorad is. The Bei Rabbi Shmuel, he learns a different pshat in Carmel. Tana, Carmel, you know what it means? Car, a pillow, mole, a full pillow. In other words, we wait until the kernels are ripe within the husks, until they fill up the entire husk, and they're not moving around there. When they get fully ripe, then they fill it up like a full pillow, like a full car. Now the Gemara goes to the next part of the Mishnah. The machlokes between the Chacham and Rabbi Akiva. The Chacham said that after you poide it, so it's chayiv in challah, but it's potter from meiser. And Rabbi Akiva mechayiv b'challah v'meiser. The Gemara wants to understand why Rabbi Akiva is mechayiv in meiser. So Amar Rav Kana, Oymar Hay Rabbi Akiva, miruach hegdish ain't a poiter. So Rav Kana's explanation of Rabbi Akiva is that Rabbi Akiva holds the miruach while it's in the state of hegdish does not potter, and when someone's poide it, he's chayiv in meiser. Masa Rav Sheish had a question on this. We learned Meiser Shalosh Soin Halalu, the extra leftover of the Shalosh Soin of the Isorin of the Omer Mahoy Oisimboy. What did they do with it? So the Brisa says Nifta they were poided V'nechal Cholodim, anybody could eat it. V'chayv B'chala Potter and Meiser, like we have in our mission of the Tanakh Mishita. It's Chayv and Chala B'Potter and Meiser. Rav Akiva M'chayv B'chala Uva Meiser. Rav Akiva was M'chayv in both. Amru Loi the Chom Set Rav Akiva Poided Miad Gizbri Yechir. Any other grain that's not Omer that you redeem from the treasurer in Hegdish, what is the din? I'll prove it to you. From there, Shechayv B'chala, the din is your Chayv and Chala, because that's totally in the dough, and the dough is already in the hand of the Hedget. U'Potter Menamaisers, because so you see, Meruach Hegdish is Potter. The Im Isa, the Meruach Hegdish ain't a Potter, if you're going to say that the Sheet of Rabbi Kiv is, that the Meruach Hegdish does not Potter the Hedget. When he redeems it, my Kamerlei, what's their proof from every other type of grain, not Omer? As Rashi explains, just like Rav Akiva will argue by Omer, he will argue as well by anything else also. So how could they bring a raya from there? Rav Akiva, that's itself what they're arguing about. If Rav Akiva holds that Hegdish Miruach, it doesn't potter, then he would hold over there, it doesn't potter either. Apparently, the Rabbanan say, you of course agree to us that Hegdish all over the Meruach of Hegdish, potters. So how could you hold over here Chai? V'oid, Eser Rav Kana bat Chalifa Rav Kana. He asked another question, and the Mesoris Hashas says the next words should be Kiddisani, as we learned in the Brisa. Rav Akiva, Mechayiv, Bechal, V'maisrus, you know why? Lefish loy nitnu mois, el letzarchlen. When Hegdish gave the money for the Omer, they only gave money for the Isorin that's going to come out, not for the rest. In other words, Rabbi Akiva is not arguing that Hegdish, when you're Poyda Hegdish, when you're Miruach Hegdish, that if it potters or not. Of course it potters. What Rabbi Akiva's argument is that this is not Hegdish. As Toysus and Soit of Yud Chesem et Alf tells us, Rabbi Akiva holds Breira, that even though in the beginning we didn't know what's going to turn out to be the Isorin, once we find out what the Isorin is, after we go through the sifting process and get out that solace of fine flour, so the din is that only it is Hegdish, which Bezdin gave the Hegdish gave the money for. It never made the rest Hegdish, and that's why Rabbi Akiva holds the Hedget who redeems it will chayv in Meiser. Tysus asked the Kashi, if it's not Hegdish, why do you need to redeem it? And Tysus, the third Tysus, Shaloi Nitnu Mois El Litzarech, answers two answers. Either, Ein Echanami, according to Rabbi Akiva, you don't have to be poited, that's only according to Rabbanan. Or Rabbi Akiva will hold that Midaraisi, you don't have to be poited of it, but Midarabbanan, you do, that people shouldn't say you can get something from Hegdish without being poited. Rabbi Yochanan, Talmud, Orachu, Bepivsho, Rabbi Akiva. It's a well-established lesson that Rabbi Akiva has taught us with his own mouth, Shalai Nitnu Mois El Tzarchlan, that when Bezdin Hegdish originally gave the money to buy, it only gave money for the Yisorin, it didn't give for anything else, nothing else became Hegdish. And Rava now is going to state the same thing. Amar Rava, Pshitali, the Meruach Hegdish, Poiter. In all halachas, the din is that once you're Poiter Hegdish, the Hedjit is Chayiv, the Hedjit is Potter from Maisris. Because Rabbi Akiva held that it never became Hegdish. So that's why if it never became Hegdish, he holds by the Oimer, the rest of the Oimer, the Hedjit has to give Meiser on. But in general, even Rabbi Akiva holds Poiter. Now comes a new question. What about if a goy, there's two, a machlokes Rishonim here. Some Rishonim say that Meruach Chayiv V'Chayiv means when a goy owns it. It doesn't matter who does the actual smoothing out. Will that tvuah be chayiv in Meiser or not? Will it be chayiv in Trumas or not? And the other sheet is Rishonim is that Miruach HaKochavim doesn't matter who owns it, but rather it matters who is doing the Meruach. Meruach HaKochavim. If the Goy does the Meruach, even if a Jew owns it, there's a machloikis whether it's chayv and meiser or not. And this is a machloikis tanoim. Tanoi, the sani, we learned in the Brisa. The first sheet to holds Tarman, Mishal Yisrael, Ashal Yisrael, Umishal Oiv Kechavim, Ashal Oiv Kechavim, Umishal Kusiyim, Ashal Kusiyim, Umishal Kol, Ashal Kol. Divri Rab Meir Rab Yudah. Rab Meir Rab Yudah Shita is that everyone, as Rashi brings down, even a goy, he has no kinyan in Eretz Yisrael to remove the halach of Meiser. So any crops owned by anyone in Eretz Yisrael is chayiv and Meiser. And therefore, although we have a din, you're not supposed to give Truma and Meiser from chiyuv ala ptur, miptur ala chiyuv. Everything has to have equal chiyuv, equal obligation, because if you give from something that's potter on something chayiv, the thing that's chayiv never got rectified. It's still chayiv. The thing that was potter never became truma because it's potter. You didn't accomplish anything. So you always have to have it on the same level. Michiyuv ala chiyuv. So the Tana Kama holds, the meruach oivet kechavim is chayiv in meiser. However, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Shimon, Imrim, it depends. Tarman, Mishal Yisrael, Mishal Yisrael. That's good. From one Yisrael on another, you can give truma because both are chayiv. You can also, even though his sheet is going to be that a goy patters, Meruach HaKochavim patters from truma, but that's only midaraisa, midarabonon, there is a chiyuv. So here we're all talking about a din derabonon. So a goy to kusi, kusi to a goy, midarabonon, that's the same level, it's good one on the other. Avol loy mishal Yisrael, al-shal HaKochavim, mishal kusiyim. But from a Jew onto a goy or a kusi, no, that's from a chiyuv al aptur. V'loy mishal oiv kechavim v'shal kusim al shal Yisrael. And from a goy and a kusi to Yisrael, also not, because that's from a tur al chiyuv. Because this man diomer holds, according to the Bavli, the Yerushalmi learns the machloekes here is whether yesh kinyan la'akim lafkimi de maiser or not. But the Bavli is learning that the machloekes is whether miruach oiv kechavim is chayiv or potter. Tanakam holds chayiv. The first sheet is called Chayiv, Rabbi and Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon disagree, and they say it's Potter. And the Tosis points out in the bottom Tosis that we see from our Gemara that the Gemara holds a Kusi, who their whole Gerus was questionable, and there's a question whether they have a din of a Goy or a din of Yisrael. From our Gemara we see that from a Kusi on a Jew or a Jew on a Kusi, that's Michiv al Aptur and Ptur al Chiyuv, that a Kusi does not have a din of a Jew. We see that this Shita holds that Kusim Geri Aroy is saying that they only became Gerim because they were afraid of the lions that were attacking them, and they didn't really mean it sincerely. They were not Geri Emes, and that's why they have a din like a Goy, so you can use their crops for Goyish crops or vice versa, but you cannot use it for Yisrael. So from this Brisa, we see that we have a Machloikis Tanoim, whether the Meruach of a Goy is Chayiv in Truma or not, and this says Rava is a machloikis tanoim.